Last month, a task force urged Governor Gary Herbert to consider climate change in planning Utah's water future. The term is mentioned dozens of times in the task force's final report. But John Meyer of the Utah Climate Center says there are other obvious reasons to be thinking about global warming, like this summer's record hot weather in Salt Lake City.
The trend is pretty obvious. It doesn't take an advanced degree in statistics to see the trend in the data set.
Climate scientists generally avoid linking short-term weather with climate change. They focus on patterns over decades or longer. But Meyer sees a trend in recent weather statistics. One is how all of the top 10 hottest months in Salt Lake City have happened in the last 15 years. In fact, July broke the record for average monthly temperatures over the past 143 years.
What we're seeing with the data really does fit the mold for what we should be seeing under a pattern of changing climate and warming conditions.
Meyer also points to nighttime low temperatures. Last month, they continued an upward trend and handily broke the past record set in 2013.
We're retaining a lot of that heat overnight, whereas it should have been headed out to space under normal conditions.
And the entire summer, says Meyer, is on track to be the hottest ever. Trends like these on a global scale come up in a federal climate change report featured Tuesday in the New York Times. So are the ways rising temperatures are likely to fuel drought and wildfire. In fact, a paper cited by the government scientists focuses on centuries of climate effects on fires in Utah. Judy Fays, KUER News.